With your newsflash, I'm Ryan Gatenby. Brought to you by KFC.
A 23-year-old woman was killed in a late-night crash in Aurora that police say was caused by a repeat drunk driver. Investigators say the woman was turning onto Church Road when her vehicle was struck by a pickup truck. The driver of the truck, 30-year-old Irvin Pinedo, was seriously injured and remains hospitalized. Police say Pinedo faces multiple charges, including aggravated DUI causing death and reckless homicide. Authorities continue investigating the crash and are asking anyone with information to contact Aurora Police. Illinois health officials say cases of cyclosporiasis, a foodborne parasite infection, have climbed to more than 200 statewide. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 216 cases, including 18 hospitalizations, as investigations continue. Officials say lettuce and other salad greens could be a possible source, but no specific product or supplier has been identified. The parasite can cause diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue, with symptoms appearing days after exposure. Health officials are urging residents to wash fresh produce thoroughly to help reduce the risk of infection. The American Red Cross is calling for urgent blood donations after declaring an emergency shortage. The nation's blood supply dropped nearly 25% in June, with hospitals using thousands more units each week than expected. Officials say the shortage is especially critical for O positive and B negative blood, and donors are encouraged to schedule appointments through the Red Cross. Lake County is looking for residents to fill four openings on its Board of Health. Officials are seeking a licensed physician, a mental health professional, and two community members with an interest in public health. The board provides guidance and oversight for the Lake County Health Department and Community Health Center. Members help shape policies focused on preventing disease and improving community health. Applications are being accepted through July 31st, with appointments lasting 3 years.
I'm Ryan Gatenby with your newsflash.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.